Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. Clouds will be on the increase. We've got a chance for some rain showers this afternoon. We'll have a high of about 35 degrees. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha, it's 28 at this hour, 19 in Burlington, 28 Milwaukee, 29 degrees in Racine. Well, Baltimore and Washington are still digging out of one of the worst snowstorms that I-95 corridors ever experienced. So if you have any travel plans like airline flights, you may want to check with the airlines still today to see if those flights are going to be taking place. Things are getting better, but it's going to be a very slow dig out. Federal government, well, they're not going to be working today. Things are closed in terms of that operation. It's a situation where a lot of people just cannot get in because of the roads being as bad as they are at this point. Meanwhile, a lot of folks, they're trying to figure out exactly where they're going to be able to go and how they're going to be able to get there for today. In terms of the government, though, some big decisions are going to be up before Congress, and they have to deal with that. Just not going to be today, though.
Baltimore got 29.2 inches of snow, a single storm record, while west of Washington, Dulles Airport recorded 29.3 inches, another record. The federal government is closed for the day, considering many people would not be able to get into offices either by car or public transit. President Obama is keeping part of his schedule, going to Walter Reed Medical Center to visit wounded warriors, but those of us in the press need not try to get in. The regular briefing has been canceled. Bob Costantini, Baltimore.
In Racine, a crowd of more than 50 stood on the street for a candlelight vigil in front of the Southwest Side Racine apartment complex where 41-year-old Michael Hardy was found dead last week. Police calling it a homicide, but still not releasing information as to the search that goes on for who did it. Reverend Tony Larson of Unitarian Universalist Church noted that whatever happened, it's another glaring reminder about the need for peaceful resolution to conflict.
It's okay for us to have anger, but we need to handle it well. And so maybe we need to, in our own lives, not just say, well, that was a bad person who did that. I would never do such a thing. Maybe you would never do such a thing, but we contribute sometimes to the climate of violence.
Meanwhile, one of Hardy's cousins at the gathering mentioned a recent family gathering that'll be one of her lasting memories.
About 2 weeks ago, he came over to my mom's. This is his aunt, my mom right here. And the three of us ate together and had a nice conversation for a while before I left. And like I said, it had been quite a while before that since we had any kind of conversation. So I can remember that the last one we had was a real nice one.
Hardy's adult son attended the gathering with his aunts and the other relatives, but stood silently in back other than to sing and to pray. The Walworth County Sheriff's Department continuing to investigate a two-car collision that killed two people at Highway 120 south of Highway 11 in Spring Prairie. Deputies discovering two vehicles, each with multiple passengers. The driver from one vehicle and a passenger from the other died of their injuries. The other driver and other passenger suffering varying degrees of serious injuries. Racine Police Department's going to hold an informational meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, the 16th Street COP House, on the release of two convicted sex offenders coming back into the community. 50-year-old Cordalis Sanders to be residing at 1400 Washington Avenue, according to a department news release. 57-year-old Andrew Johnson at 4606 Duran. This meeting inside the Richard Paulzine COP House on 16th Street going to involve information from police as well as Department of Justice officials. Adult subject matter children should not attend. Big increase in the number of women calling the state hotline on compulsive gamblers. Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling Director Rose Gruber says those calls are up 90% over the past two decades.
I think that one definitely is accessibility. You know, as we, you know, changed different types of gambling over the years as casinos and lotteries and different types of gambling became available, I think women started doing that where before, you know, the sports betting, women don't do as much.
Overall, the state gambling helpline had a 6% increase in calls last year, the majority from women. Details of a big merger between Johnson Controls and Tyco International are expected to be released today. The Wall Street Journal breaking the news of the merger talks on Sunday, saying this deal could be worth as much as $20 billion. Johnson Controls Chief Executive Alex Molinari is expected to lead the new company. Tyco operates out of Princeton, New Jersey, but is based in Ireland, more than 57,000 employees in 50 countries. Miller Coors buying the naming rights to the Milwaukee Theater. It's a five-year deal worth $1.85 million, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. Spokesman for the beer giant says a name will be announced this spring. Well, those infamous documents are starting to arrive for tax season, which officially got underway recently. State Department of Revenue and the IRS now accepting 2015 tax returns. Wisconsin Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says it's a small help, but you get a couple of extra days in which to file this year.
On January 19th, we started receiving tax returns, and the filing season will continue through April 18th
Chandler.
This year. That's a Monday. April 15th is a federal holiday, so the actual deadline is April 18th.
Chandler pointing out that if you file electronically and with no complications or questions, you should receive a direct deposit refund in a couple of weeks, a little bit longer perhaps if you wait until it's closer to the deadline. 6 o'clock tonight, the Huron Room of the Racine Building at Gateway Technical College, a chance for the public to address local officials about issues of concern ranging from education to jobs to health care, which might prove worthy of some federal funding under designation of the Promise Zone. That's the initiative started a few years ago by the president. Racine Mayor John Dickert scheduled to attend tonight's gathering, along with County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Gateway President Brian Albrecht, and State Representative Corey Mason. The Racine Building at Gateway has an entrance off Lake Avenue. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee will meet Tuesday night. The lone agenda item is a resolution that would rename the Lakefront Harbor Park in honor of the late County Executive Len Zilkowski. Tuesday night, right after the executive meeting, the county board gets together. There's a presentation on revitalizing the Workforce Development Center, appointing the county's information technology director, and a report authorizing settlement of a federal lawsuit against the sheriff by a jail inmate. And planning a little bit ahead, the February 2nd Committee of the Whole for the Racine Common Council, that agenda is out, kind of grabbed our attention. It includes a proposal from 12th District Alderman Henry Perez to change the 2 times limit for speaking on an issue to no more than 20 times at the same meeting on any issue except by leave of the full council. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and our newscaster there. Whenever you want it, just go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.